Hi, I'm calling in about a prayer request that I heard last week, which was the end of September. And a lady called in. She said she was in maybe 50 or turning 50, in her 50s. And it sounded like I was going through some hormonal changes. And I just want to lift you up and pray for you, because you are not alone. There are millions and millions of women who have gone through that, who are going through that. I have been through that. I could not figure out what was going on, and I couldn't control it myself, because there are strong hormones, and God has made us in such an amazing way. But, you know, because of the world we live in, we go through that, and I just want to lift you up and support you to go get the help that you need, because it's not just something that you can think your way through. Those are real hormone changes that are happening in your body. And so I just pray for you. I pray for you now. Father God, we lift this woman up. There's so many women like her that don't understand the changes that are going on in their bodies. And we know that you have made us fearfully and wonderfully, and you are just amazing, and you can sustain us and comfort us. And this is why, you know, you've sent us the Holy Spirit, but you've also given us resources that can help us. And we have medical needs, and this is a medical need. And this dear sister of ours is suffering and needs the support that we know that she can get. And so I just pray that you sustain her. And that she knows that we're all praying for her, and that as she finds the medical...
Good morning. I just want to lift up a few prayer requests. First, the mom that called in, her daughter's getting tonsils surgery, or getting her tonsils removed, and possibly adenoids. So, Lord, we lift up the surgeons involved, all the medical staff involved. We just pray that her daughter has plenty of rest going into the surgery, and that there's no complications, and that after the surgery, she would recover quickly. We pray for skill and insight for the doctor. And we just pray for a completely successful procedure. I also want to lift up the gentleman that called in for his grandfather that has cancer. I believe he said pancreatic cancer, but it also sounds like there's some rifts, relational rifts in the family as a whole. And, you know, generational things. And he wants him to be able to see and bond with his granddaughter. And so, Lord, we just pray for unity and wholeness. You are not a God of division, of anger, of bitterness, of resentment. You are a God of love and unity and compassion and grace and mercy. And so we pray all of these things over this family. We pray that all hearts are softened, that you would touch and speak to each heart individually as they need to be spoken to, that they would, and that you would open their ears to hear and give them the courage to reach out and not just wait for something to happen. And lastly, I just wanted to pray for the man that called in. He's divorced, and some bad things happened to his daughter with a new boyfriend and all of this. We just pray for healing. And
this is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch, for when those giants come threatening you and accusing you. This one is based on 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you are God's sanctuary, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Here's your declaration. The Holy Spirit lives in me. When my youngest son was small, he would only nap if he could lay on the couch next to me, and as he lay on the couch, he would place his foot against my leg. He felt comfortable and secure when he could feel my presence. Do you feel comfortable and secure? You have a presence much higher than your mother. You have your holy, heavenly Father's Spirit. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
This is Knees on the Floor. Please pray with me. Lord of glory and comfort and light, please open up your everlasting arms and embrace those of us who are dealing with the absence of loved ones who have gone to be with you. We know, Jesus, that they are in a better place with you, where there's no more suffering, no pain or worries of this world, but it still hurts so much. Embrace us, Lord, and pull us close to your heart. Let us press our foreheads into your broad shoulder of comfort and absorb our sobs of sorrow. Sometimes it feels like our tears are lost in a dark, bottomless chasm of anguish and despair. But you are a man well acquainted with sorrow and suffering, and only you know the real ache of our hearts. Guide our feet as we step toward the purpose you have for us in this time we have remaining. Strengthen our feeble knees to hold fast the prayers for your will to be done, and lift our weary hearts and hands in worship and praise. Because your word says you inhabit the praise of your people. Inhabit our praise, Lord, our lives and our hearts. We are frail and weak and broken, but you are strong and mighty. Glorious and almighty God, strengthen and comfort Christy in Kentucky, Susan, God's yellow flower, Lady of Victory, Dr. John, Junk to Treasure, and so many more of us who need you so. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, DAB family. My nickname is Jiko. I've been listening to Daily Audio Bible since 2013. Like many others, it's been a lifeline through many storms. Over the years, I've experienced many losses that crippled my life to the point of starting all over. I lost my family, my savings, my business, and my children, who, encouraged by their mom, have turned against me for no just cause and become distant from me for so many years. I've also had near career misses, losing out on game-changing opportunities and transactions just before they could close. Yet through all of this, God has sustained me. His recent voice to me says, do not look right or left, or stay focused. Right now, in my late 50s, I need the DAB community to join me in intercessory prayer, asking God to restore all those years the cankerworm have eaten. To be specific, I recently interviewed for a key chief executive officer role that could catapult me back to the top and be a turning point in my life, a chance to rebuild, to provide again, and to fulfill God's purpose for my life. Please join me in praying that God's will be done and that His favor will shine upon me. If this is His door, it will open, and I will become victorious. Thank you, as I expect the news any day from now. Thank you, fellow dabbers, and may God bless you all.
Hi, DAB family. This is Tina from Carly, Brian and family, plus all the crew members behind the scene. Thank you for all you do for God's kingdom. DAB family, please join me. Let us pray for Parker, who has surgery scheduled for today, actually 10/3/25, to remove her tonsils and her adenoids. I would like to encourage Parker's parents that my daughter had the same procedure done about 7 years ago. She's 10 years old now, and she's breathing so well, and she does not have any sleep obstruction. So I decree and declare the same healing to be done on Parker as well. Heavenly Father, the giver of life and health, the greatest physician, we come before you with humble hearts, praising you, Lord, for successful surgery today. Lord, we pray that Parker begins to feel your breath. She begins to feel comfort and peace surrounding her. I pray, Lord God, that as she sleeps tonight, Father, there will be no obstructions. Father, I pray for the parents that you give them wisdom and knowledge as they take care of her. Based on Psalms 103, 1 through 5, I declare by faith that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all our iniquities, he heals all our diseases, he redeems our life from destruction, he crowns us with his loving kindness and tender mercies. and he satisfies our mouth with good things, that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, I decree their psalms over Parker, that you heal all her diseases. Father, touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, and restore her body. Bless her soul in your mighty name. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit to live within us. Thank you for always being with us. And thank you also for the tangible reminders that you call us to walk by your side every day. In step with you, we receive your provision and protection. We have fellowship and love that satisfies every longing. We praise you for faithfully guiding us through this life and into eternity with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for Brian of Huber Heights. Amen to prayers for your son. It is not harsh. You cannot always take care of your adult children. That's just plain and simple fact. Sometimes we got to turn that over to God, and you're doing that. And I know that's hard to let go, but that's maybe where he needs to be. And even those with mental health conditions, I have one as well. So totally understand that. Casey, the single-minded plumber, we are praying for you and your wife in the job situation. We also ask that you watch over my war room as we're starting our men's meeting on Mondays. I ask that all in Jesus' mighty name. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Daughter of Hope in Colorado. I'm calling in regarding a gentleman that called in about his marriage, that his mother-in-law had lived with him for a few years. I just wanted to pray over you, but also wanted to give you some resources. I lost my husband in 2020, and there are so many things I wish I would have done differently. We had a good marriage, but later in our marriage, I came across the books, praying, or Power of a Praying Husband and Power of a Praying Wife, by Stormy O'Meriton, and I think that helped. Also, Fireproof. So the movie Fireproof, I think, would also help. So I just want to pray over you. Lord, I pray over this couple. I pray for you to bring calm and peace. And I pray for you to plant the seed in their hearts to become the loving spouses that you created them to be. I pray for you to help him, help both of them to learn how to pray for each other, to learn how to fight for their marriage the right way on their knees in prayer. I pray that they can surrender these things to you, Lord, because these are things they can't carry or do on their own. So just pour down peace, calm, gentleness, kindness, self-control, all the fruits of the Spirit into this couple's marriage. I pray just for a beautiful outcome, so that they don't look back wishing they would have done things differently. Help them to do things right the first way. I surrender this to your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
This is Grateful in Tennessee. I never know what to say. When somebody experiences a great loss, I mean, everybody says, I'm praying for you, but I don't know. But Christy in Kentucky, from the time I began listening to the DAB, hearing you come on and say, this is Christy in Kentucky, and to talk about and to pray for other people while also talking about your husband and the things that he was going through with ALS was just always such a great blessing for me. And I've always been so encouraged by how much he went through and how you were always still so encouraging and uplifting to each and every one of us. So, you know, at this time, again, I don't know what to say, but I know that where your faith is, and I know that God will bless you, and he will keep you, and he will comfort you, and I'm going to pray in agreement with that, but I just wanted you to know what a blessing you have been and will always be to me. And all you have to do is say, this is Christy in Kentucky, and that's all I need to hear to know that today's going to be a good day. So anyway, I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you for sharing that with us. And this is Grateful in Tennessee.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Ann in Texas, and for her and for her husband. Her husband's dealing with a kidney stone issue, and it looks like they're going to have to do surgery, the process to break it up and all of that. So we lift up your husband, Ann, and then we're praying for you. You've had another injury at the gym, a fall, and your shoulder is broken, and they're saying possibly or probably a shoulder replacement, and you're not wanting to go that route. I pray that there would be another way that you might be able to get a second opinion. You and your husband have your own business and running that, so all that is on the two of you, and he's your caregiver. So I'm just praying for you, sister, and hoping things will settle down and just for healing of that. And we love you and call in with an update. Bye-bye. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois.
There's a powerful witness right here in this place. It's the light of God's love all over my face. People who see me say, Tony, what's up? It's the presence of God filling my cup. Love overflowing in rivers and streams, creating reflections, visions, and dreams. Dreams of the future, reflections of the past, visions of fulfillment of the things that I ask. It might be a gesture, a word, or a touch. It's amazing how something so small can accomplish so much. When it comes from you, Father in heaven above, filling me with wisdom, mercy, and love. Help me to be a blessing today to all those, Father, whom you send my way. Someone who's hurting, someone in need. All of us in some way are desiring to be free. So help me to be patient and do things your way. Put on my lips the right words to say to someone who's confused about what they heard and is searching for the truth that comes from your word. Because there's a powerful witness right here in this place. It's the light of God's love all over my face. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast, for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch, for those giants that you face in your life. This one is based on the scripture, James 1:5. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and without criticizing, and it will be given to him. Here's your declaration. I have access to God's wisdom. Over the course of my life, I have had multiple teachers, and some of the best teachers I had were the ones that, even when I made a mistake, would praise my attempt. That's the way God is. He sees when you're trying. And when you humble yourself and you ask him for help, he never denies you. It may not come in the form you're expecting, but it will come. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, it's Audrey.
And this is Christian Smith.
From Moreno Valley, California. We just wanted to check in with you and just let you know how everything is going. Thankful always for your prayers, your covering for both of us, myself as the parent of an addict and Christian as a recovering addict. He has some news to tell you.
I'm at 3 years and 3 months, still going strong, still blessed only by the grace of God. And I know we haven't been here for a while, but we're still chugging along.
So we just wanted to call in and encourage those who are walking with someone through addiction. There's always hope for you. And God is so faithful and so good. And if we could even tell you about this journey, it would be that it was a true miracle. And your prayers had so much to do with it. And we're so thankful. We're thankful to God. Thankful to Brian and his family for this
platform.
Yes, thank you so much. And we just continue to pray for you. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
And God bless all you guys. And like I always say, dab on, dabbers.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 4th to pray over our children. We have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Colossians 1:9-10. Paul had received a glowing report about the church in Colossae. He'd never even met the people personally, but he had faithfully prayed for them. The assessment was that they were faithful. They loved each other, and their confident hope was in heaven, not in the things of this earth. So what did this report compel Paul to do? It certainly didn't cause him to curtail his prayers for them. Instead, it prompted him to pray for them even more earnestly. Oftentimes, we are committed to ongoing prayer when things are not going well for our child. A sense of desperation drives us to our knees, and that's a very good thing. There's no better place to turn, no better way to help than to pray for our children when they are in need. But just as Paul's prayers for the church in Colossae did not cease when there was no crisis, so we should not become complacent in our earnest prayers for our children when things are going well. To be continued.
Hi, this is John Bruce Pope, Sr. I want to give God a praise. I now have a criminal lawyer to deal with the lies that were told on me. And now I need a civil lawyer. I know the enemy is at work, but God is greater, and God works much greater, have way more power, and they are not equals. And I just have a prayer request for God to provide for myself, my family, and others, and also for my enemies as well, Lord. I just want to thank you guys for praying for me, and I can't wait to return the favor to pray for everyone else. And I want to pray for my mother and father as well as they hold up the fort they've been doing for so many years. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Forgiven Child of God. I am calling to say thank you to His Grace is Sufficient on the community prayer line for September 27th. You called in and prayed for my daughter and for my family as I had dropped her off at an emergent mental health hospital. She ended up staying 2 days and did well. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate the prayers. Immediately after that, the next caller called in and spoke of speaking truth to our children. And I have a huge thank you for that prayer, because we took that same daughter to a residential treatment facility to stay for likely a minimum of 3 months, depending on how receptive she is. And I do feel a heavy burden that our next battle when she comes back is going to be regarding her gender and sexual identity. I do feel that she could find a group there that aligns with those confusions and maybe even encourages those confusions. So I just want to say thank you for answering a prayer that I hadn't even called in for yet. I had been debating on how to phrase it. So just thank you and covet your continued prayers for our family. Love y'all.
Hi, DAB family. Shannon Kessler here on the Central Coast of California. Please pray for me as I'm running for State Assembly District 30. We need your help and prayers here in California to make our state more faith and family friendly. Thank you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, turn to us and have mercy on us, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct our footsteps according to your word. Don't let any sin rule over us. Redeem us from any oppression so that we may obey your precepts. May your face shine on us and make us a light to this world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Selena from Delray Beach, Florida. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit sick, so please pray for me that I'm going to be better, just like my niece and a lot of people that I know. But I'm here actually to pray for the sister who called that she is approaching that age of like midlife, you know, crisis and things like that, and the hormonal changes. The really dear pastor's wife of our church shared that when she was going through that phase, she heard a lot of lies from the enemy and a lot of old traumas came over. So she was doing a lot of unforgiveness series. I don't know if you've ever done that, but also taking every thought captive and replacing it with a truth, with the Bible word, because positive thinking is not in the Bible, but what is in the Bible, the truth that Lord thinks about you. If you are sure that you are loved, that you are received as you are, He created you, and you are the working progress of Him, and we are supposed to trust Him. So the things that you can do, I mean, my pastor's wife was sharing that husband actually sat down with her, and he helped her to write things down, that the lies that she's hearing, and to replace it with Word of God. Sorry for advice, maybe you didn't need it, but I'm going to be praying for you. In Jesus' name, total healing of everything. Amen.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. I know it's been a while, probably, since you guys have heard from me. I'm so sorry I keep forgetting to call in. I hope y'all are well. My mom and grandma are doing okay after the wreck. I just found out a couple days ago that my grandmother is having very, very huge surgery this coming Tuesday, October 7th, I believe. I think it's the 7th. It's the 7th or the 8th. I think it's the 7th. But that's beside the point. She's having surgery on her neck, you guys, on a carotid artery. So I'm very scared. But I know we serve a big God. I'm praying that you guys hear this before, even though I know it's Saturday evening and community prayer has already been out for the week. I pray it comes out quickly. But that's happening. My parents are going to Lexington, Kentucky. My mom is going through cancer treatment, and I'm in the process of starting my new job. So there's just a lot going on. Please be praying for us. We appreciate you. I'm going to try to do better about calling in. I'm still very behind on DAB, so we'll get there. God is good. He's carrying us. And I appreciate so much all of you. Your prayers just mean the world to us. My mom did, I think, injure her ribs. I don't know if they cracked or not, but she's been very sore, both her ribs and back, from the wreck. Just please continue to lift us in prayer. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys more than you know. I am just so grateful that they're alive, that my mom is still fighting this nasty beast called cancer. We're just going to keep pushing, guys. Keep pushing, praying, and praising, right? All we can do. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye for now. Abba's daughter, Sadie M.
This is Tilly from Florida calling in on October 5th. The DAB line for New Eyes from Tennessee. You called in about your emotional well-being and how that was affecting things, and I listened to it two or three times. Didn't necessarily pick up anything definitive in the spirit, except that you mentioned that you were done fighting it in the flesh, which I think about all of us have been there at one time or another about other situations. So, Father God, I lift up New Eyes to you wherever she's at in Tennessee. I ask that you would give her strength, Lord God, to pursue into the Spirit the things that are revelational for her, to find substance and strength in you and not in and of herself, so that she can restore the things that the enemy has stolen, and that she can find herself in right standing with you and right standing with her husband. And I thank you for that. I thank you for hearing our prayers as we all pray together and agree in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless the DAB community. And this is Tilly in Florida. Peace out.
Hey, Bailey, all the audio Bible family. This is Michael Sword. I just wanted to leave a prayer for, for people to reach out to me. I'm struggling right now. Within the past couple of years, I have overcome addiction. And prior to me overcoming addiction, I have obtained full custody of my children. But obtaining custody of my children, I had to quit my job. I don't have child care service. It's hard. It's been really hard on me lately. And not to mention, I've been dealing with a spiritual lust problem. And I've been fighting with it. And, you know, I'm just reaching out to the family because I listen every day, and this is my first voicemail I've ever left. But I'm hoping that I can get some prayers across the world. Somebody can help me and encourage me with their words. I thank you. God bless y'all.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I want to call in a prayer for Parker, beloved in Bakersfield's daughter, that is today, Friday, October 3rd, having her tonsils and possibly her adenoids out. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we lift up precious Parker to you. Pray this surgery would be smooth with no complications, and that she would do well under the anesthetic and enjoy all the Jell-O and things like that when she gets to the recovery room. We pray for her mama and dad as they nurse her back to health. We pray she would have relief in breathing and her snoring and anything like that, that everything would just be completely restored. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for Beloved and Bakersfield and her family and her ministry to us through the DAB and calling in prayers. Love you, sister. Let us know how it goes. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved of Bakersfield calling in the continuation for August 4th. Paul's logic drove him to pray even more when he saw that God was at work, asking the Lord to continue and to increase his work in the lives of these believers. Likewise, we should persevere in prayer when we can clearly see God at work in our children's lives. We can ask him to increase their knowledge of what he really wants and to expand their wisdom and understanding of his ways. We can also ask him to help our children keep on living in a way that brings the Lord pleasure and generates all kinds of good fruit. Lord, we pray now and will never stop praying for our children, because our children will always need what only you can provide. We ask you to give our children complete knowledge of your will and to give our children spiritual wisdom and understanding. Give our children everything needed to live in a way that will always honor and please you. Work in our children so that our children will produce every kind of good fruit. Nourish our children with your word so that he will grow as he learns to know you better, as they learn to know you better and better. I love you, family.
New Eyes in Tennessee, this is Susan from the Colorado High Country. I heard your call, and I'm a couple steps further down the path than you. And let me share with you what I have found and how the Lord has worked in my life. I too struggle with anger. And sister, the first thing I had to do was quit drinking. Alcohol really enraged me, and it was so unhealthy in my marriage and, of course, for my body, mind, and soul. So I had to quit drinking. And then I've always been interested in natural healing, and so I pursued the path of a functional or integrative health healer, and also my OB treats life the same way, so I'm blessed that way, to get my blood work done and my hormone testing done so that I could nourish my body, nourish my mind in the way it needs. And that's a really important part. Now, the tough one, caffeine. We are an over-caffeinated society. And black tea is my nemesis and a very difficult one for me to stay away from. But it's something the Lord is calling me to give up because I know it irritates me and sets me on edge. Lord God, I just ask that your Holy Spirit would guide each one of us ladies who struggle with this. Guide us and lead us. You know how we are made. You know our bodies. So guide us and lead us. And then, Lord, give us your Holy Spirit's strength that we would obey you and walk closer with you, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Today is Sunday, October 5th, and I hope everyone has a blessed, wonderful start to their week today. My daughter, Alexandra, was 2 months seizure-free yesterday. We are just so thankful and praising the Lord for that, and I just wanted to share it with all of you. We went to dinner last night with my son, and we all had a really great time, and I just want to praise the Lord. I can't stop praising him enough. I've been praying for her to stop having seizures, and he just answers prayers, and God is good. And yeah, I love all of you. Wanted to tell you all have a great start to your week, and I'll call again soon. Have a great day. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Love you. Bye.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Cece in PA, and I just wanted to give praise report. I have been praying for a friend to come alongside me, a Christian lady, that we can walk and talk about God and pray together, and an accountability partner, so to speak. And I've known her. I worked with her before. Side note, still looking for a job. But anyway, she quit that place. I quit that place months after she did, and we're still friends, but now we're doing things together, concerts, being honest, like raw, true children of God are together when they're in spirit and wanting the same things. So thank you so much for the prayers for a friend that I had and didn't realize how much of a friend I had in Jesus in her. And also pray for my 19-year-old that she understands her identity in Christ, not in the darkness of the world, that this world tries to make her and all of her children believe that that false light is the dark. And she's still struggling. She wants to read her Bible. She knows I listen to Dab. She knows I'm a dabber. And I would love for her to listen so that she could start getting into the Word, like how I learned how to get into the Word by Brian's podcast. So thank you very much, Brian. Thank you, all of you. I'm praying for you all, too. I listen to the community prayers now, and today is October 5th. And thank you for everything, brothers and sisters. Sparky, Blind Tony.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Marie. I'm from Pleasanton, California. I want to bless all of you. God bless you all and all your needs. May God richly bless each and every one of you. He knows all about you, every hair on your head. I would like to lift up my friend Linda, who's been complaining of pain for a long, 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 long time. And she finally was admitted to a facility after she fell down and injured her tailbone. So please keep Linda in prayer. And also for my other friend Heidi, who also complained of so much pain that she couldn't take it. She passed out. And she's getting help from the doctors now. But I pray for doctors, for both of these ladies to have wisdom to get to the crux of the matter and help them. And Lord Jesus, you are Jehovah Rapha. You know them, so you are the healer. Any way you heal them is fine with me. Praise God. God bless you all.
There are times when our hearts are broken by somebody else's words that are callously spoken. Even though sometimes the speaker may be unaware, but there also are times when the speaker just doesn't care about the pain we feel, even though at that moment the pain is very real. And although we try hard not to let it show, and our pride and bruised egos don't want to let anybody else know about how deeply we have been hurt by those simple words, so callous and curt. And we start a checklist that usually begins with wondering why, and usually ends with deny, lie, or refuse to reply. And many times our internal tears speak the words that our lips can't seem to find as we begin to seek healing for our bruised heart and mind. How do I start? Where do I begin? I feel so humiliated. I thought that person was my friend. And as we cry out to God from deep down within, the Holy Spirit within us becomes active once again, healing and mending our bruised heart and mind, letting us know that everything is going to be fine, reassuring us in spirit that this too shall pass. Weeping may endure for a night, but this problem won't last. So we stand a little straighter and we hold our heads high, fully equipped to look every adversary straight in the eye, and we summon a great big smile from deep down within, knowing within our hearts that God is with us once again. And we thank him and praise him for his mercy and grace and for saving us once again from the jaws of disgrace. But even after all this, we're still left to wonder why. But the answer is very simple. Satan's not only the author of confusion, he's the father of the lie. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family.
Hey, family, it's Jesse from Washington. Need multiple prayers. First, my buddy Sikander is starting a kind of a coaching program, like a skating instructor for kids. He does other things too, but he's just kind of, he has a young son, and he just wants to be a positive influence to kids and teach kids how to skate, which I think is awesome. So just prayers and agreement that, you know, wherever this takes him is, you know, productive for him. And then I have a deliverance ministry coming up on, I think, November 3rd. I had one a couple years ago, cast a bunch of garbage out, and then didn't do my due diligence to stay on top of it. And let me tell you, I knew it to be true, but, you know, you sweep the house clean, and those pigs just bring seven pigs worse, you know, than them back with them. And I'll tell you my, without getting too much into detail, I mean, I've gone down a road since then, and everything has just kind of devolved, and it's mostly centers around, you know, sexual deviancy and promiscuity. And it's just, I can see that it's opened so many portals in my life, spiritual portals, and, you know, it's all legalistic in the spiritual realm. This is all spiritual warfare, and, you know, when we do these behaviors, we're essentially legally giving these things permission to oppress us. So, I'm aware my discipline's fallen off, everything's fallen off, and I know that it can't go on any longer. So just prayers for me to be strengthening and fasting and getting discernment from God in the coming weeks, and that everything comes out as quickly as possible and I get back on the road to where I need to be. Thanks, guys. Love you guys. Bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Westwin and AZ, and today is Saturday. It's October 3rd. I'm sorry, October 4th. I just like to call in and ask for prayer. Beginning at the pandemic, me and my son's family, well, his girlfriend and her daughter, had to move in because of, you know, finances and stuff. And it's been a few years, and they've added a few kids to it. So now we're living in this home with four children and grandma. And I woke up to them having an argument about me downstairs today. And, you know, I'm a believer. God is my very best friend, and he's my lover and my husband. And I try to do things to help people. I don't try to make a fuss. I don't try to be a trouble or a burden to anybody. And I do have, you know, idiosyncrasies. I'm 60. I've set in ways about certain things, but I'm very flexible. I've allowed her to make the home her own. I've allowed her to move things around, and I've not said a word because I want her to feel comfortable. But I just ask you, please, if you could pray for our family. We all love each other, but, you know, it's hard living in a home with this many people, and I feel that God's put us together for a reason, but my most concerning prayer is I ask that you pray for my son. He's got a lot on his plate, got four little ones, he's got a wife, and she's home and she's taking care of the children, and there's a lot that she has to be responsible for. I just ask, Lord, that you put your hands on my son Josh and his wife Erica, and I pray, Lord, that you just keep an extra special eye on them.
This is Terry from Florida calling in again on October 5th for Sparky. Yeah, I've heard you call in before, so thank you for doing it again. And your prayer request for your son touched me, as I have a son too, who his name's Jonathan. I lift him up and don't mention him often, but I would ask that the community also lift him up. He's not wayward per se, but you know, he's not walking with the Lord either. He's kind of in an agnostic position. But Sparky, this time is for you. So Father God, even though Sparky didn't mention what his son is going to court for, you know what it is, and you already know the outcome. And you know that as we lift our petitions up to you, you hear us. And you are more than willing to answer us. And I thank you that you give us dominion here on earth to make petitions and to bring things before your courts in heaven and render a verdict in our favor. So in the courts of heaven, I render a verdict as this father is brought before you, in favor of your justice and your righteousness, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, my dad family, it's Sparky. And I wanted to call and relay some pretty cool information. And my apologies on my voice. It's been going away for the last couple years. And my grandfather has always had a very difficult time talking. And I'm afraid I got those genetics. But regardless, I'm going to fly up to Portland Tuesday. And I want to give praise to God because I have the means to do so. And I'm going to support my son. And the old me probably would have been an embarrassment to show up to support their son. We found out about it kind of mid last week. And by the grace of God, I have the ability to do that. And in talking to his mom, it's been a very stressful thing. And I've told her I'm just there to support. Y'all live your life. But God, Friday, that young man who has been on the news, been in his hometown, gone back to school, played football. My son made homecoming king. And I've got to give that to God and give that hope to y'all. This young man took someone's life. And they're surrounding him. That's God. I love y'all.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada God's Yellow Flower calling. And as you, most of you know, I have a hereditary form of blindness. And lost my son a year ago, and now my daughter's been diagnosed with this hereditary blindness. We're told there is nothing medically that can be done. They are going to do a genetic testing on her so that they can see if her boys will have it, but it's pretty dominant in our family, so I would like prayer for my daughter to, you know, if it's not in God's will to heal her, that she would adjust to it calmly as her vision deteriorates, and that the boys will not inherit this genetic problem. I don't know. I was going to say. Anyway, so Lord God, we come before your holy throne and we thank you that you are who we can trust in and that your will is always the best for us. So whatever comes our way, Lord God, help us to roll with the punches. Keep our eyes focused on the prize, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heal our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Hands to Heaven. Here's another stone for your pouch for when you face the giants in your life. This one is based on Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Your declaration is, I am helped by God. I remember my ex-mother-in-law telling me a story years ago of when her oldest was learning to walk, but preferred to crawl. My brother-in-law would go everywhere on his knees, even though he was perfectly capable of walking. So my mother-in-law started putting him on the pavement out front, on the sidewalk. My brother-in-law could still have crawled on his knees, but it was going to hurt a whole lot less if he just stood up on his 2 feet. Sometimes the help God sends us doesn't look like help to us. But he does send help, and he does send it when we need it. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, it's Alta Lee Halley, and I'm calling on the 5th of October. And there's the hostages. There could be 40 left dead or alive. I think there might be 20 still alive. We're just praying any day now that they'll get them out. I just want to say a few scriptures for them. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. 107:13. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14:14. We just pray that they will find Jesus. The angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him. He delivers them. Psalms 34:17. for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Also pray for truth concerning the hostages to be revealed. You reveal deep and hidden things. You know it lies in darkness and life. Light dwells with them. We pray for the hostages to experience comfort and peace in midst of terror. You are a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. We pray, please use your unfailing love and the salvation you have promised. Psalms 119:4. And Father, we pray for the leaders of Israel. We pray for Benjamin Netanyahu, Herzi Alevi, Tomer Bar, Yoav Gallant, Tamir Yadi, and David Sar Salami. We just pray that you'll protect them from evil, distress, and harm, and they'll be united through thought, mind, and purpose. They'll have supernatural wisdom and divine strategy. In Jesus' name.
Hi, this is John Pope Sr., and I want to have a praise report. Although I'm incarcerated again, I was only out for 3 weeks, and now I'm back in again, but hopefully God will do God's thing and show the truth. But anyways, my praise report is I now understand that our trust has to be in God and God alone. It cannot be in our wives, our children. It cannot be in our money. It cannot be in our cars, our jobs, our identity, because no one can do what God can do. And why not trust in the best thing in the world? And so I understand that more than ever. And I want to praise God for my affliction to get me to this point to understand that my trust has to be in Him and Him alone. Thank you.
Exaltedly, Hal, again, we pray for our Iranian leaders. I don't know if these are still alive. Ali Khamenei, Mohammad Rizi Ghari Ashtiani, Mohammad Magheri, Hosan Salami, and for anybody that may be replacing them, if they're still not, if they're not alive, pray for Ishmael Haniyeh's relatives or those has taken his place, Hassan Nasrallah, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, and Fala al-Haye. Father, we just pray that Iran experience a revolution that would bring freedom for its people. Pray for an encounter with Jesus for Iran and their proxies, military leaders, and citizens. We pray for the defeat of evil plans and confusion and military planning and execution. We pray for the Lord's will and purpose to prevail. We pray for Christians in these nations to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and be salt and light. And I just want to thank you all for praying along with me. Just looking forward to the day when they're all out and help the families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure. And would it be a problem to ask for more prayers, please? I know there are so many hurting people out there that need prayed for, but we still haven't heard test results back from the autopsy. And this is the third time that my daughter's husband has walked out on her since she was injured on the job. Just got off the phone with her and he left again. So, if you guys could just lift up these situations to the throne of grace, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, family.
Daily Audio Bible family, this is Grandma Grace, going by Grace. I am, I'm so grateful for places to call in and send people to hear the word. A lot of the homeless people that I talk to don't have, some of them can't read, let alone have a Bible, because they can't read. And so as I travel and I minister around the world, it's just wonderful. It's just so wonderful. So I want to thank you, first of all. And I'm calling in for Alan. Oh, bless your heart, Alan. You sound so mature because you have a grandpa. I never met my grandparents, so you sounded like you were such a mature adult, a young man, and you are, because it's all about reconciliation, isn't it? Your sweet prayer for your grandpa's health and healing, for the grandmother's mental health, and the grandpa to meet the granddaughter and healing with the daughter. Oh, there was just so much wrapped in this. So, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be glorified in and through this. There'd be a testimony amazing for this family, and we will praise God with Alan. I pray this for my family, too. We are going to a city where the roses will never fade, and they will bloom again, and I'm praying that for the families all over the DAB community, in and out of the DAB community, that need healing, not just physical, but emotional and spiritual. And Jesus, you are the answer. You are the answer to every question. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the Word made flesh, dwelling among us. May we just pause and remember your goodness, your grace, your power, your provision, your presence.
Altily Halley, October 5th. Father, I'd like to lift up all those Christians that are being killed in Nigeria, Congo, and other countries in Africa. Father, I pray you'll put angels around them. I just pray that our other countries will speak up. Something will stop this terrible kidnapping and terrible killing of Christians in Africa. I just come against that in Jesus' name. Pray for those Christians. No weapon formed against them will prosper. I pray for the Israeli citizens. Citizens in Israel are still living in a state of war. We pray for their mental and physical health. Pray for Jewish people worldwide with outbursts of anti-Semitism blowing up worldwide. We pray for protection of Jewish people. Pray for the leaders of Hamas. The only ones that might still be living, Khaled, Michelle, Marwan, Issa, and Mohammed Sahar. We pray for the hearts of, you want all people to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. We pray for the hearts of those who are willing to receive Jesus to turn to him. We pray they will know Jesus and lay down their weapons of warfare. We pray for God to speak through dreams and visions to the leaders of Hamas. We pray for those deceived people supporting Hamas, like Hamas fighters, Palestine supporters, released prisoners and people of Gaza. Pray for natural eyes to be open to see the Lord. Lord, we pray for Israel leaders. We pray for Benjamin Netanyahu, Yoav Gallant, Katz, Herzi Alevi, and Benny Gantz. We pray for President Trump, Rishi Sunak, Emmanuel Macron, Abdullah II, and Mohammed bin Salman. We pray for godly wisdom for them, for internal efforts within Iran with thwart militaristic intentions.
Father God, we come before you this Sunday afternoon and we lift up to you this Canadian anonymous gentleman that has called in. He just doesn't know what to do, Lord, so we're asking for your marvelous intervention, your grace, your power of the Holy Spirit to come upon this household, to come upon the people that are living there, Lord, and open their eyes, open their ears, open their hearts to receive you as their Savior, to receive the guidance, to receive what is in the Word on how they should conduct their lives and their homes, Father God. Let this man be a mighty spiritual leader within this household. Direct him and guide him, Father God. Instill within his mind and his heart exactly the way that you would have him lead his life as a man, as a husband, as the spiritual leader, Father God. Give him discernment, Lord. And we just ask for a peace that passes all understanding, Father God, that you would wash the Holy Spirit through every room of that house, every frame, every window, every floor, everywhere. Let the Holy Spirit's presence be full up in that house as they come and go, as they move, as they lie down, as they sup together, as they communicate with each other, Father God. Let them be blessed and let them see how they could love each other instead of living in strife. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you undergird this anonymous Canadian man, Father God. Lift him up by your mighty hand and move him forward in your grace and mercy and favor.
Hi, this is Praying in the Desert, and I'm calling to give my condolences to Christy in Kentucky. I do remember when you told us your husband had ALS and how devastating a diagnosis like that can be. My husband also has muscular dystrophy, a similar one that doesn't take that takes longer, but has the same symptoms. So I feel for your family. I know what you're going through, or what you have gone through, not what you're going through now. My husband's still here, but I don't know how much longer he'll be here. So, Christy, my heart ached for you when I heard that your husband passed away. And through the couple of years that he was sick, you didn't really talk much about it. You said you guys weren't going to embrace that. And I thought that was a really good way to look at it. So I hope that he did well in his last days and that he wasn't suffering before he passed. And now we know that he is with our Lord and Savior. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. I hope that God will give you and any children you have the peace and comfort that you need during this time. So love you, Christy. And thank you for all the times you've called in, because you're always so bubbly and so nice. And you pray for a lot of people, so I appreciate that. Much love to you. Bye.
On October 5th, a woman calling herself New Eyes from Tennessee is reaching out to the community in regards to her emotional regulation as she approaches her 50th birthday. I would encourage you to get the book, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Menopause, by Dr. John R. Lee. It's about using progesterone cream and estrogen cream, which you can get over the counter. And if it is effective for you as it was for me, it will change your life.
Hello, divers. This is Kay from Ohio. Christy from Kentucky. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. I felt your heart, and I just sat there with it. I've never been in your shoes. I can only imagine how I feel at this time. So God, I pray that you wrap her up in your arms and just comfort her and just sit with her. Shama, just sit. Send people to sit with her, to just feel your presence. We don't always have the words to say, God, but we can always sit and encourage you and go to the store for her and send her things. Send her cards. Just show up out of the blue. Let's go walking. Let me take you out to eat. Whatever it is, God, that she needs at that moment, God, I pray that her needs will be met, that she will lack nothing in this time of grief, that you will continue to be with God's yellow flower, that they will continue to be with each other and just sit with each other. God, we thank you. This is a hard season, and it's about to get harder. But I know that you're faithful, and I know that you're kind, and I know that you see us and that you hear us, and that you will not let the righteous fall under your radar and not take care of us. God, we need you. I pray that our strength grows and grows, and that we will trust you no matter what we see and no matter what we hear. You are still faithful and kind. Thank you, great big God.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I think you said Lori under Grace 526. You called in about your son Jesse, and my ears perked up. For one reason, my dad's name is Jesse, and I'm just sitting here, God, what is going on with this mystery illness of 5 years and counting? And God just started talking. God said he will, if your son Jesse will submit his will unto God's will, that God will heal him. God said to release everything, and I'm talking to you, Jesse. God said release everything you thought you knew about him. God said he is your healer. He said go see every doctor, but that he is your healer. And in this process, he said he's going to heal your mom and your wife. God said, trust me. And I'm going to take that word for myself. I pray that we all be encouraged in everything we're going through. Trust God.
Heavenly Father, the Most High, we come before you for Jane Ruth. Lord, you know her whole entire situation, Lord, and we just ask that you move mightily in her life, Lord. Let everything fall into perfect place for her, Lord, that everything will go smoothly and it will be worked out for your glory and for her enjoyment and peace of mind. Lord, let everything come together for her to be able to have peace, a wonderful place to live, a job that she can enjoy, a good income with bonuses and extra things added, special just for her. In the name of Jesus, we claim it done. Amen and amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 5th to pray over our children. Now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down deep into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. It takes a long time for the roots of a tree to grow down deep into the soil. Through the years our children are in our homes, we are nourishing the soil of their hearts as we pour into them the truths of the scripture and our own delight in God. Just as a tree's roots go down into the earth, we want our children's roots to go down into Christ. We want them grounded in him so they can bear the weight of the difficulties of this life in this world. We teach them the truth, praying that their faith will go deep and grow strong. We're holding on to the promise that when God's word goes out, it always produces fruit. The rain and snow come down from heaven and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all it wanted to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Isaiah 55, 10 through 11. Lord, we pray that our children will not have a shallow faith, but that their roots will go down deep in you. We pray that the soil of our children's hearts will be receptive to your word as it is preached, read, and discussed in our home. We pray that the day will come when our children will overflow with thankfulness for the deep roots that grew and the solid foundation that was formed by the truth when they were taught growing up. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAP family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your extraordinary generosity to us. May we never be envious of those you seem to be blessing even more than us. Father, we call on you today. Keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Father, thank you that although there is so much that we do not understand in this world, we can trust in your wonderful love. Help us today and every day to continue to wonder at your great love for us. Thank you that we can know that we are loved now and into eternity. Thank you, God, for all you do for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
New Eyes from Tennessee. And all of us women who are struggling with our emotional regulation. This is Susan from the Colorado High Country again, and I forgot the most important part when I called earlier, and that's the motivation. Let me see if I can imperfectly explain what I most certainly imperfectly practice. I remember the Holy Spirit saying to me after reading the word one night, Susan, do you love me more than this? Speaking of the alcohol. And my motivation to change, to give up these things, to do what God is calling me to do is certainly to trust and to obey that my relationship with Jesus has nothing impeding it, that I can just walk closer to him and feel his spirit working through me. And when I quit drinking, that was so true. I felt so much closer. And of course, as I imperfectly take these other steps. He does draw near to us. It's not that we don't slip and fall, but he's there, and he just wants us to draw near. That's the motivation, because we love him so. Okay. God bless you. God support us in our journey. Amen.
Father God, John, who is still incarcerated, has called in, and he has conveyed to us that he's ready to be a pastor. There's some lies that's been told in his life, and Lord, we're just asking that your light will shine upon this, that you will let the lies be exposed and that the truth move forward for him. Father God, if it is your calling upon his life to minister your word to a lost world, we just ask that you bind up all of the enemy's assignments against him, that you will clear the pathway and let him be able to walk freely, that he can minister to the people in this world who are lost and evil and angry and disturbed and do not have salvation's plan. Time is running short, Lord, and we know that the enemy has vamped up and ramped up and stepped up his game to be openly perverse to the world, Lord, and we are just asking that young men can be called to your service that will help these people turn from their evil ways. Use him as a tool for your glory, Heavenly Father, and make a way where there seems to be no way. Make the path straight for him and give him all the tools and resources that he needs to glorify your name, to preach the gospel, to minister to people, to lead them to salvation, for them to be able to claim you as their own. And we give you the praise and the glory forever, Father God.
This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Aaron. I think you said you're from Victory Church. And may I commend you for all the hurt and pain that you've been through, that you still want to pray for your ex-wife. That is nothing short of the glory of God resting on your heart and in your mind. So God, be with this family. Be with this dad who is trying to do his best, who keeps showing up every day. No matter how tired his mind is, his body, he has to work. He has to provide. He's trying to be a godly man who was broken inside. I pray that you send some men to stand alongside with him, to sit with him, to provide, to give him what he needs. I pray that you send people along to provide them with meals. Provide things for the children just to be there, to give them comforting, the principal and the teachers, just knowing some of what they're going through, and just step in any way they can, God, that he can get relief and that he can be renewed and rejuvenated each day so that he can greet his children with the joy of the Lord. And not his burdens and how tired he is. But he knows that you are going to comfort him and that you're going to give him his daily bread every day. So Aaron, I pray that you wake up every morning and say, God, what great things are we going to do today? Yep, my kids got to go to therapy. Yes, they're angry. Yes, they're sad. But what great things are you going to do today? So don't wait for this big thing to happen and miss all the little things that God is doing in your life. God bless you, my brother.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're calling, you're hearing this prayer from. I am calling, my name is Loveline, and I'm calling to join my faith with the faith of so many brethren here that have called in, asking us to pray for them. You know, one of the things that this platform has done for me is to appreciate God more, to thank God for his faithfulness. There are so many sicknesses I've had here that I've never had before. So sister suffering from Lyme disease. I don't really understand what Lyme disease is. There are so many of them. But one thing is sure, that I'm lifting you up in prayer. God knows. God sees. He understands. We human might not understand what you are going through. The next person sitting beside you might not understand what you are going through. But God understands and he knows what you are going through. So many people that lost their loved ones, those that lost their husband, the sisters that lost their mother. I might not understand what you're going through because my both parents are still alive. My siblings are all alive. I might not understand the pains you're going through. But the good news is that God understands and He's bringing healing and comfort upon your life. Those that are calling in for cancer, my soul and my heart reach out to you and I'm praying for you every day. A brother that calling, baby Caleb, that he has survived 3 weeks and remaining 3 weeks. I am praying for baby Caleb in this my breakthrough prayer. He will make it and he will be giving birth to. The good Lord will sustain him right in the womb and the mother will carry him to full terms. Brother, I am with you in prayer. Those brethren calling in from prison, you are being remembered. You are loved. We are praying for you. So many and so many, we are on this platform praying.
Hey guys, reaching out for Jesse really quick. And I heard your call about your mom and substance abuse and how it's affected y'all's life. Sister, Lord be with you. Lord be with you. And may He be with all of us that have had that impact our lives. It's real. And I chalk it up to a secret weapon of the evil one. And I'm glad that you're reaching out to God. As you said, your eyes are opening. And may none of us forget that there is a person behind that illness. There's a person that loves you. There's a person that can't get free. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you over that. And we'll continue to do so. Continue being the light. Continue knowing that there is a love and a care behind someone who's struggling. And may you bless their life. I love you, sis. And we'll continue to pray for you.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a couple prayer requests. First, the woman that called in that is having difficulty dealing with her emotions or regulating emotionally. And it's taking a toll on her marriage. And it seems like her husband's, well, both of them are getting frustrated that they haven't found a way to kind of move forward with this, heal from this. So Lord, we pray that you would just lay the foundation for a new work in her spirit, in her heart, in her mind. Give her visions of hope and the future and a new self. Be her inspiration. Guide her in the practical things that can help. Tools, things that she can read and listen to, people she can talk to. Open her perspective, give her a new perspective on how to deal and move on and treat this. And then I also want to pray for Sparky and his son's court date in Oregon. Lord, we just ask that you would be in the center of all of this, that you'd be in the center of the courtroom, of the lawyers, of the judge, of the family that lost the girl, of Sparky's family, that you would just be the center. Whether or not people believe in you, whether or not they know it, they are all rallying, they're surrounding you as the center. And Lord, we just pray that the outcome would be of you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey DAB family, this is Cecilia from Northern California.
I just got a call this morning from a friend, a wonderful friend that I've known for over 30 years. Our kids went to kindergarten together. Anyway, she is a retired nurse that used to work in the OR. And she just learned that she has both breast and lung cancers. And she's requesting prayer. She has a very difficult, she had a very difficult diagnosis of the breast cancer. It wasn't able to be felt, and her mammogram earlier this year came back normal. And she also does lots of missionary journeys to Pakistan and Eastern Europe and all over the world. So she's a wonderful Christian sister. And I'm asking for you to lift her up. Her name is Ellen. And if you could pray for her, for doctors to have clarity, to have a good care plan, and Lord, I would love to see that she was healed. She is one of yours. And anyway, can you guys pray for her? I would really, really, really appreciate it. And also for my son and daughter-in-law that are coming in November to come visit from the Czech Republic, that they can have safe journeys and have a fruitful time here back in California. So thanks, guys. I love you. I pray for you. I'll talk to you later.
Good morning. I want to lift up a prayer request from Jessie for herself and her family, namely her mom. Lord, so we just come to you with humility and out of obedience to pray for others and pray for other Christians in our community. We pray, Lord, that you would just rest your spirit upon Jesse, heal the trauma.
Hello, DAB family. This is Ann in Texas. I just wanted to ask for continued prayer for a recent accident I had at a gym and broke my right shoulder in two places. And I'm hoping that I won't have to have a complete shoulder replacement. I want to be able to let it heal on its own, which takes a lot of time, physical therapy, but the concern is that if it does, I may not have much range of motion. And I'd like to be able to work out again. But anyway, I don't want to have a shoulder replacement. Please pray God will heal me without that. And I re-injured my left arm that had an elbow replacement 2 years ago in the accident I had. And that arm is hurting more than my shoulder. And very weak and limited use. I can type with like one finger on my left hand, and I'm right-handed. So I'm really struggling with trying to keep going and take each day and do each day and keep fighting, because the pain is really bad all the time. And I'm just praying for mercy and healing and being able to function. And I know it could be a lot worse, but I don't want to be discouraged, and I don't want to be complaining, and I don't want to be negative. And I do trust God and love Him so much.
Grace and peace, Daily Audio. This is Chosen Latina in New York. I wanted to send an encouraging message, particularly to Anne from Texas, who just has to have surgery for her shoulder. I wanted to let you know that I've also had a lot of problems with my right shoulder, and I want to encourage you and let you know that God did a miracle. He actually stopped the surgery through divine intervention. But I wanted to encourage you and all the other Daily Audio dabbers that the most important thing is we focus so much on the healing. And I wanted to let you know that God has done a lot of miracles in my life, but also I've had to also go through the process of either surgery and other situations. And the thing that I've learned the most is that the process, if we focus more on the process than on the healing, that those are the moments when we discover God the most. That those are the moments when we have our encounters like Paul did in Damascus. That's when we experience God and in a supernatural, powerful way in the process. So I just encourage everyone to focus more on the process, because the process is the time of revelation and time of discovery and getting to know God the most, and whatever process it is that you have to go through. God bless you all.
Father God, we lift up desperately staying connected to Jesus before you, Father God. She has stated several times that she's overwhelmed. Lord, she had lost her job. She had spent her savings. She's in a job she doesn't like. She's been sick. She has been depleted in many ways, Father God. And we are asking that you turn this around. You redeem this time. You allow her, Father God, to be blessed by your hand. And we're asking for everything that the devil has stolen from her, that you will repay twice over, Lord. We are asking for it to be pressed down, shaken, and running over for her, Father God. She is a faithful child of yours. And yes, sometimes we fall away because of circumstances, but she is still in this community. She is still one of our knee benders in this Dab Nation, Lord, and we're lifting her to the throne of grace. Father God, overwhelm her with the Holy Spirit, with blessings, with health, with finances, with bonuses, with a great job that she will absolutely love, Lord. Let it just be something that causes her to laugh and laugh and laugh and tell others, Father God, of how wonderful she enjoys her job. Replenish her bank account, Father God, and heal her. Your word says, beloved, I wish above all that you be in health and prosper. And we're claiming that for her, Father God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask, we believe, and we wait for the answers. Thank you, Father God, for hearing us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for letting us come to you for every need that we have. Thank you for the relationship that we have. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Tennessee. And I just wanted to call in for Ann, who broke her shoulder at the gym, and her husband, who's dealing with kidney stones. And let's lift them up in prayer today. Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for Ann and her husband as they are dealing with layer upon layer of physical pain and just the awkwardness of needing to deal with the just their flesh and how it's in pain and keeping them from doing what they need to do. And Lord, we just ask that you would surround them with love and peace and joy, that they may look back at this time as a monument of how you showed up even in the most uncomfortable and difficult circumstance. Lord, we ask that you would heal Anne's shoulder and just give her a miraculous recovery. Lord, I also ask that you would help her husband with his kidney stone, that it would go quickly. Lord, we ask for your grace and your mercy on their family, toward their business. May you bring them helping hands they did not expect. May you surround them with a community of people that love them and know their need. And God, we just also ask that you would help Anne return to the gym, and may the gym be a place that helps her build her strength and helps her with her therapy of her shoulder, that it would no longer be a place of injury, that instead it would be a place of recovering and healing and strength. May you strengthen her shoulder stronger than it was before, and strengthen their marriage together as they go through this awkward time. But we bless you guys in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada. God's yellow flower calling. And I want to pray for Anonymous in Canada, the newlywed who's struggling. I pray, Lord God, that you would help him to see truth and see the way you have chosen for him. Lord God, help him to love his wife no matter what. Help him to accept the difficult situations along with the easy ones. Help him to see something he loves in her when something is bothering him about her. I remember when I was first married and my husband had this funny little thing going on, and every time he did it, I thought of a reason why I loved him. And all of a sudden, that funny little thing he did was so cute. So change his heart, Lord God, and help him to seek your will and your way in your life, in his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, and I want to pray for John, who's been released from prison and then arrested again. And Lord God, you know the situation, the whole situation. And I think of Paul, who's in prison so many times, and all the apostles, and how they praised you as he is doing. And how we are to praise you, whatever our circumstances, and bring glory to your name. But I pray also that you would make straight the crooked paths that are surrounding and in his life. I pray that you would clear up the situation, and that honesty and truth would prevail. We pray protection over his family, Lord God. And we thank you that he sees you in all things and in all circumstances. So, Lord God, we pray a blessing upon him, his family, and may truth prevail. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Hey, you beautiful people. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I am praying for you guys all the time. And I love you because you're my brothers and sisters in Christ. I wanted to call in with a praise report. I had called in, I think it was last week, asking for prayers for my wife about her work situation. She works in a gym, and there's a lot of drama in the industry, a lot of egos, a lot of sexual innuendo. I noticed I had just heard my call replayed to me, and right after I had called and asked for prayers, God moved. My wife quit her job. God moves in mysterious ways. But probably worst time ever to quit a job. The economy's kind of rough right now. But we've gone into conserve mode. My work's fine. And she's completely shifted gears, and I've never seen her more alive. And I love it. And we're doing other things. So, long story short, thank you. Thank all of you. I love you. And enjoy your day. God's got something good for you today. And also, his mercy is only amazing if you know what a wretch you are. Have a great day.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and this is for Junk to Treasure. And I just have to tell you, my heart was just so broken for you with all you're going through. And I am so sorry that you have to go through this. But I have to tell you, three things came to mind. And the first one was, God must have a mighty plan for you, because Satan is certainly rearing his ugly head against you. Secondly, I just thought, you are going through the fire, and through that fire, God refines us, right? And not that any of us want to go through that, but you are going to be better than you are even now, and we know you are such a warrior for Christ. And third, I just can't help but think about your moniker, Junk to Treasure, and I understand why you have that as your moniker, but all I could think of is, there is so much junk right now in your life with Satan attacking you this way in every aspect with all your children. And I can't help but think that God is going to turn it all to treasure, just like your moniker says. Just know we are all praying for you, and we know that you are just a sweet, beautiful person and doing great things for Christ. And Satan just doesn't like it, but we're going to lift you up in prayer, and we're going to look for great things from Christ that's going to take place in your life and in your children's life. We love you.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch for when the giants in your life try to intimidate you. This one is based on Romans 5:11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Here's your declaration. I am reconciled to God. Imagine, if you will, two people. One offends the other. And they walk away. Time goes by, but eventually one of them reaches out and the two become reconciled. But the one that reaches out, it's not the guilty party. It's the innocent one. That's what God did for you. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 6th to pray over our children. He issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children, so the next generation might know them. Even the children not yet born, and they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. Psalm 78:5-8. God has given his word to his people, and his intention is that every generation would teach his word to the next. There is no new revelation for the next generation. The ancient word from God remains what the next generation and the generation after needs to know. Parents have a responsibility to teach their children what God has said. The Bible must be the central, all-permeating book in our homes. But it is also clear that our children have the responsibility to set their hope on God in a new and fresh way. Their faith has to become their own. Children must not forget what God has done as revealed in the scriptures and must determine for themselves that they will pursue a life of obedience to God. To be continued.
Father God, we bring to you again to the throne of grace the prayer request for Margot in Australia. Oh, Lord, she is so burdened with this fear that she has because of her friend and the situation she's living in. First and foremost, Lord, we ask for protection right now against evil. Lord, we ask that you also bring Margot peace of mind. Let her be able to just listen, if she has to listen, to her friend, to be open to being a sounding board if that's what her friend needs. I don't remember her saying the friend's name, Lord, but you know exactly who she is. She's a new Christian, Lord. She's in a dangerous situation. Lord, we ask that you orchestrate the situation right now. Break down the barriers. Demolish the strongholds that hold her there. And let her walk out of that relationship clean and free and whole and healthy. We ask that you stay the hand of the evil one, that he cannot use this man to cause her harm, Father God. We ask a hedge of protection, Lord, and let there be a place that she can go to until she can be able to pay her own way without the husband's income. Lord, we lay this at your feet. We're concerned for her because of the desperate situation. And we bind up all of the things that could cause her harm, Lord, and we cast them away from her in the name of Jesus. We put the blood of the Lamb over the situation. And we are praying and hopeful in our faith that you will immediately step in and take control in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hi, DAB family. This is Louisa Martin calling from Fargo, North Dakota. I have a major praise report. My friend Kathy, who we have been praying for a long time now, she just posted that she is cancer-free. Praise God for that. And thank you for everyone's prayers. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you, family. Love you guys. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Ann from Texas. I'm so sorry that you are going through what you're going through. I know it's hard to have an injury, and depending on what age you are, some things are the same, things, some things are different than when it's on your dominant arm. It's just so much, and it just knocks the wind out of us, because it's like, God, what now? Why does this have to happen again? I heard the defeat in your body, in your mind, in your heart. So God, I ask that you be with Ann, that you will stand up in her, in the defeat, in her voice, and that she will know that you are the true and living God, and that you are here for her. I pray that you send people right now to comfort her, her and her husband, to be with her when she feels like all hope is lost and what else can happen. Be with her through the pain that is rocking her body. And I'm sure she's not able to sleep. She can't rest. She can't think straight, Lord, because the pain is cloudy. The pain is clouding her thoughts and what she should do next. God, be with FMLA. That will kick in, God, that bills will be paid. Nothing will be lost at their house. That she will be paid. That they can put her on light duty. Whatever needs to be done, that she can go through and trust you in all of it. God, be with the surgery. No matter how extensive or not, be with the nurses and the doctors, but that her faith will be just soar like eagles because you are by her side. God bless you.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for October 6th. While we can make ourselves teach, we can't make our children know. While maybe we can convince them to memorize or recite, we can't create in them a receptivity and responsiveness to the truth. There is a distance between our teaching and their knowing, between us having our hope set on God and our children setting their hope on Him. What we need is for God to do what only He can do so that our children will give their hearts to Him. Lord, we know that our confidence is in You, our love for You, and our obedience to You is our own. As we teach Your word to our children, would You cause our children to truly know who You are and what You've done? Would You cause our children to believe that obedience to You brings real joy? Would You cause our children to set their hope anew on You? I love you, family.
Good morning, Deb family. Thank you so much for being there. I want to thank the Brian Harden family and all that they do. And I've been a faithful listener for a long time. I have a prayer request for my nephew, Josh, up in Ohio. I asked you to pray for him. He's, I think he's 21. He's been socially shielded due to my sister and her husband have kind of sheltered him. And anyway, he's having a hard time functioning in society, and he needs the Lord, and he needs to be, she wants him to work, but he just, anyway, just pray for Josh and his mother, Julie, and pray, Father, that they would serve You and that they would know You, dear God, and that he would be able to function in society. Thank you once again. I love you all. God bless you.
Christy from Kentucky. May the Lord bless you with his everlasting grace and mercy during and beyond this time of bereavement. We sit in spiritual shiva with you, sister. Sean 3:16.
This is God's Life Speaker. It's October 7th, and I rarely ever use Facebook, but every now and then it's the Dab family that I want to go check on. And today I saw that Kingdom Seeker Daniel posted videos and pictures at Timmy Tim's memorial service, Christy and Kentucky's husband's service. And there's videos of her and Daniel together, and her and her besties. And what a precious, absolutely precious, that you remembered us, that you thought of us, and that we could be just drawn closer to be a part of that. Even though our heartstrings are all tied, and we have been hearing the prayer requests and prayers lifting you up, Christy, that we continue to do that. Just something about pictures and videos if we can't be there in real time. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious family, Dab family. Thank you for Christy, who has invited us into her life over the years to pray for Tim. And I remember way back to the beginning of this when it was just searching for something, anything to have just a healing. And we didn't know what it was back then. But Lord, thank you for bringing Tim home. May you strengthen and encourage and bring peace to Christy, her community, and all those that are ministering to her, and that she continues to just lift her eyes to Jesus. We thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Hi, my daily audio Bible family. This is Brenda from California. And as I have a family member asking different questions about forgiveness and freedom in Jesus Christ, today I listen to the examples of the gardens, planting in your garden. And you know what? It answered every single question, and it gave me every single way to reply back to my family member. And I just want to thank you for that. It's like God's never late. He's always on time. And you guys are definitely used of God. And I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. And Paula from Albuquerque. I want to pray for your son. And hello, Beth. Nice to have you with us. There's another lady who joined, I heard. I don't know her name, but she's from, I forget. Anyways, welcome to all the newcomers. So, Paula, Lord God Jesus, our children are the most precious possession we have, and we lift them up to you. Paula's son is in jail, but there's so many others who are in jail. There's so many others who have wayward children. And Lord, I lift them up to you. My heart just breaks when I hear about their crooked paths they have chosen. I can't imagine how your heart must break as well. But with your power, with your might, with your Holy Spirit, you can change lives. And we pray, Lord God, that each and every child represented in this, and grandchild represented in this community, would choose the narrow path, Yes, the narrow path has brambles and bumps and rocks and bushes that want to snag us and trip us up. But we keep our eyes focused on the prize. I think of all the apostles and people who have been imprisoned, and they sing songs and heavenly songs. Praise you, Lord. Open their eyes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, it's Alta Lee Halley, and today is October 7th. Our hearts cry out this day for 2 years since the horrible attack at Israel, in Israel. And Father, we just pray you'll comfort all those families that are waiting for their hostages to be released. They don't even know if they're dead or alive. So many prayers have been prayed for them. And we just pray every stronghold will come down as you bring down the wicked, raise up the righteous. Pray you'd bring the wicked to repentance, like Hamas, and just do miracles that safely those hostages will get out safely without any more trauma. Somehow the IDF will be able to go in there and find them. Father, we just pray for an earthquake or something that will, a miraculous miracle. We also continue to, we hear about all, there's, I don't know, like 30 or 40 Christians that were beheaded today in Mozambique. We cry out to you for comfort for them. We cry out to you for the country of Africa that has so much terrorism going on. There's some going on in India. Father, we just lift up Ukraine and Russia, that that would stop. Oh, Lord, our world is full of sin. Show us what we can do, but most of all, we can pray because you're gracious and righteous. You're a God full of compassion. You protect the simple-hearted. When I was in need, you saved us. Psalm 116:5-6. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, it's Alta Lee Halley. I'm praying for your neighbor, Molly, that you'll accept the Lord, come to church, and everything that needs to be done after that, be baptized. I pray for my neighbors, Sandy and Michael. They think they're Christians. They're living together. They're the nicest people you'll ever meet. Oh, Father, somehow reach them with the gospel. Use us or somebody else. And, Father, I continue to lift up Corey with her ALS and her two daughters that need to be reconciled with, that she wants to be reconciled with. Thank you for her son Isaiah is going to Awana's. And I pray for that other lady she called, I believe, and her husband has ALS, and they've been estranged from their son. Oh, Father, Satan be bound, and Jesus take the Holy Spirit role, like one of the callers used to say. Also lifting up Jim Bob, my friend Carrie's son, who is living in a car. He's very depressed. He's waiting to get some kind of funding from the government. Father, help him to repent and turn to you, get over his depression and get a job. And the way he has to go back to Texas, and Carrie doesn't want to do that because her sister will be in charge of him. And we live in Colorado Springs. We also lift up Mark Strait. We haven't heard from him for 2 weeks. We don't know if he's in jail, in the hospital, in a mental institute. We just pray for Mark Strait. Mark and Jim Bob and Carrie's other two, Allie and Brian, will find Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
I have an ear surgery coming up soon, and I would like some prayers for that, maybe.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch for when you face down the giants in your life. This one is based on Romans 8:1. Therefore, no condemnation now exists for those in Christ Jesus. Here's your declaration. I am not condemned by God. The Hebrew word used for condemnation in Romans 8:1, it can be defined as the judicial act of declaring one guilty and dooming him to punishment. Well, because of Jesus, we've been declared not guilty. And he took our punishment. When you think of something that's been condemned, you think of something that has no hope of restoration, has absolutely no redemptive value. But Jesus saw redemptive value in us. He saw that we could be restored, and he restored us. And when we are in him, we are not condemned, ever. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. This one might take a couple recordings. Hebrews 11. Father God, we lift up to you today Aiden, Sparky, Beloved, and their families. Father, we bless them today and send them strength as they prepare for Aiden's court date. Just like the people of old, we pray that their faith in you never wavers. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at your command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Father, like Abel's offering, may the court see that Aiden is a righteous man. Like Enoch, who was taken up to heaven without dying, may the court see that Aiden is known as a person who pleases you. Like Noah, may Aiden have faith to obey your warnings about things that have never happened before. Father, it was by faith that Abraham left his home to another land, and that through your promise of great inheritance, he lived as a foreigner in another land, as did Isaac and Jacob. May Aiden have the same faith, if your will calls him to serve some time and be away from his home, and that what you have planned for his life is beyond our expectations. To be continued.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in October 7th to pray over our children. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Colossians 3:12-15. There's a big difference between the things our kids do that demonstrate a lack of character or integrity, the things that are outright sin, and the things that simply get on our nerves. Over the course of growing up, our kids often annoy, frustrate, or embarrass us. Sometimes we are tempted to turn minor issues into major conflicts, but too many real battles must be fought for the souls of our kids to turn everything that irritates us into a conflict. The battle we must fight is with our own unmerciful, unkind, impatient inner person. This is a struggle we must fight by faith through the gospel in prayer. As recipients of such tender-hearted mercy, kindness, gentleness, and patience from God, we want to extend our tender-hearted mercy, kindness, gentleness, and patience in our words and demeanor to our children. To be continued.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown, and we're reading the Bible through Brian Harden. And what is the day, the date?
That was October 7th.
And October 7th, 2025. And we really like Brian's reading from today, from this, because it just so much helps us to see how we are receiving help and giving help and praying for people and asking for prayers, and then also how we have learned things from the Daily Audio Bible that bring us closer to God, closer to Jesus. And we so appreciate Brian and Jill Harden. And they share with us so much of their lives. And it is so, I appreciate it so much because it means that I can understand better what people are going through, what things are happening, and it just helps me to do better and to be better for myself. And I'm sure Jeff understands and realizes that also. But what a wonderful calling we have as Daily Audio Bible community, participating in.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Steve from Texas. I'm calling just for a praise report. I've been without a job for the past 6 months, and now I have two offers on the table, and I would like prayer for wisdom to the choice. And I still need prayer for provision. So yeah, I just want to give glory to God for the door that He's opening right now. And I pray for all these people who are in the Daily Audio Bible family or outside the family that is going through the same unemployment issue, that God opened them both doors, and that God give them wisdom on the next phase in their life. In Jesus Christ's name. Okay, I love you. Daily Audio Bible family. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania, and I'm praying for Kyle's daughter. Kyle, your daughter's having surgery, you said, I think, on October 16th for a full cardiac reconstruction. Oh, Lord. Father, I just thank you, God, for Kyle. What a good papa he is. Lord, I thank you, God, for his sweet daughter. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you give the surgeon wisdom to know how to reconstruct her heart. Lord, give that little girl the ability to do well through the surgery, not have issues with anesthesia. Lord, have an easy recovery. This is a difficult surgery for anyone. But Lord, I thank you, God. Nothing's impossible for you, that you will preserve that child's life, Lord. You will give her strength. And Lord, I stand on the promise that says, with long life will I satisfy her and show her my salvation. Lord, thank you, God, for long life for this little one. You know, thank you, God, that whose report will we believe? Lord, we believe the report of the Lord. This young child is going to have life and have long life and be well and happy. Father, be with Kyle and the child's mother. Lord, help them to be their strength going through this. It's hard to see your child in pain. Lord, I just thank you, God, for a good report from Kyle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Bart from Kentucky. Awesome name, by the way. Amen to your prayers for your family members that are struggling with some medical issues. But we are here to pray for Brian and his wife. Lord, I ask you to supernatural blessings and a hedge of protection as they travel to Turkey and other countries of the New Testament story that are not friendly often to Christians or maybe even Americans. Lord, we ask you to go before them, go behind them, go beside them, under them, over them. Keep them safe as they travel and work on expanding the Daily Audio Bible. I ask this all in Jesus' mighty name. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. Sheena from Saskatchewan, and this is the continuation of Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham offered his son Isaac as a sacrifice to God without knowing the reason. Father, we pray for that same faith for Chad, Amanda, and Aiden's mom, who have received God's promises. May they believe that whatever the outcome is, God is able to bring Aiden up from it. It was by faith that Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and chose to share in the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt and kept right on going because he kept his eyes on God. Father, we pray for this faith, for the faith like Moses, for Aiden, as he stands up face to face with his Pharaoh. Father, it was through faith that the Israelites sprinkled blood on their doorposts so that the angel of death would not come upon their firstborn sons. We pray for that same faith for Chad, Amanda, and Aiden's mom. And although the fear and anxiety will no doubt be present in the days leading up to court, we ask for your peace to come into their hearts and minds, knowing that you cherish Aiden and will protect him. To be continued.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for October 7th. We want our family to be bound together with a sense of harmony and peace that comes from Christ ruling in our hearts. So as parents who have been shown such abundant grace by our Heavenly Father, we extend grace to our children. We make allowance for our children's faults and forgive them when they offend us. We resist inflicting a barrage of nitpicking criticism or put-downs because they are curious, anxious, excited, helpless, carefree, or absent-minded. We want our kids to feel securely loved. So as children who have been dearly loved by our Heavenly Father, we clothe ourselves in His way of loving. Lord, as we prepare for another day of doing our part as parents to create a home marked by tender-hearted mercy, forbearance, forgiveness, harmony, and peace, remind us of how generous you have been towards us in all of these ways. Help us to recognize what is worthy of confrontation and correction and what we should lovingly let go. I love you, family.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Rodney from Atlanta. Might be a little noisy because I'm sitting outside today, but however, I want to lift up the child in prayer who has the Down syndrome and is awaiting surgery. Lord, your word declare, you were wounded for our transgression, you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Father, thank you for the life of this precious child. Thank you for what you have already done for her. I pray now, God, you will continue the process of healing, whether you choose to touch her directly with your hands or through the hands of doctors, surgeons, and nurses. Let your healing process continue to flow. Let this healing be a finished work so that this child will grow up and give you the glory to be a living testimony of your goodness and declare that God is good. And all of his enemies are scattered. I pray for the parents, Lord. Continue to strengthen and grace them as they walk through this season. God, we thank you for the power witness of your mercy and your grace. Thank you in advance for the praise report that will come on this child's behalf. Father, I may not know her name, but that doesn't matter because you do. I may not know where she lives, but that doesn't matter because you do. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and for what you will do. It's in the mighty, the matchless, the majestic, and the powerful name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, DAB. Peace.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, living Christ's Redemption Story in Florida. And I'm just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the DAB community. And today, Brian led an awesome discussion about idolatry and just shared an example of a four-year-old and them placing a stuffed animal in their hearts as their parent. And meant to be a bit of an extreme example, but it made me think how our children are so susceptible because of their just physical immaturity and spiritual immaturity in their young ages to fall into different forms of idolatry and just placing other things in their hearts or turning to other things in their hearts before turning to God. And so, Lord, we just bring them before you today. And Lord, that we just ask that you continue to grow them in their spiritual maturity, Lord. Continue to allow them to see how idolatry can sneak in a lot of different ways that seem innocent, but can creep in and can really disrupt their journey with you and put some unnecessary hills in their path for their journey of their faith. And so, Lord, I pray that we as their parents can continue to guide them on this journey, just show them the things that you're teaching us, and Lord, that they would see the wisdom of your word and the wisdom of your teachings, and Lord, that ultimately all of it is for your glory and for their good. And so, Lord, we just lift them up before you today, and we thank you again for the gift of our children. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
I just want to say I love you too, Brian.
This is Ann in Texas. I just want to thank Jesus Girl for calling in and praying for me and my husband. I'm just so touched. I can tell when people are praying for me because the pain is less. It's like a supernatural, mysterious miracle. Thank you so much. And I lift up Shannon in Texas, and I pray, I thank you that you called to share good news. I pray that this new relationship will go great and that your three children and you will be closer than ever imagined, and God will bless you in every way. And we pray for Aaron that and his ex-wife, God, that you will bring healing in their lives and their daughter's life. And Jesus Christ, thank you so much. And we pray for Brian and everyone in Israel right now. Bless them, keep them safe. And I pray for all of the children that we love that are not following you, God, that there would be revival in our nation and in our children, our families, and in the world. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, family.
Hi, y'all. This is such a great day because the Lord made it. He says to rejoice and be glad about it. And I am very glad about it. I'm very glad about each and every person that has called in for prayer. I have lifted you up to the Lord, and I know He's hearing our prayers around the world. Be encouraged, be of good cheer, because God knows. He sees, He cares, and He's in it to win it, no doubt about it. My prayer is for Brian and the entire team. When he just talked about today on October the 8th, having to be in flight and in transition to the journey that they're going on for 16 hours, oh gosh, I just cringed. That's like a long, long, long work day. So, Father, please meet every need according to your riches in glory. Father, I pray that you would show up in ways that they never even thought about and never even knew that they needed you, but you would be there. You would be a step ahead of them, and you would guard them on each side, and you would stand behind them. Be glorified in this trip, Lord. I know in my spirit that there's been a lot of prayer on their part going into this endeavor. So let it produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 times over. But Father, let it touch them personally in the most profound way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Continuation of Hebrews 11. Father, we pray for the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Japheth, David, Samuel, and all the prophets who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Because of their faith, their weaknesses were turned to strength. Father God, we pray for your mercy on Aiden. Please, God, if it is your will, save him from doing any time for the death of this young woman. But if it is your will for Aiden to spend time incarcerated so that he can do your work inside, we pray that you keep him safe. Do not let anything befall him, and do not let that dark place harden his heart. May he be seen as the love and light of Jesus by all who encounter him. Father, may this valley and the blessings that come from it be all for your glory. Whatever plans you may have, may they flourish and be a great testament to your love and mercy. Father, be ever present in that courtroom, and may the lies of the enemy be silenced. May hearts towards Aiden be softened, and your will be done. Father, bless these two families. Comfort them as their journey continues. We pray for the girl's family. Thank you that they understand that their daughter's death was an accident and that they are supporting Aiden. Father, we pray there be no ill will spread on social media, that there will be understanding in the masses that this was all but a tragic accident. Let not the death of this girl be used as fuel for rage, hate, and worldly attention. Father, we thank you for Aiden and the amazing things you have planned for him. Although it is incredibly hard, we have faith. Faith that you know all, are all, and will be all that we need. We give you all the praise and glory. In your son's name, we ask all of this. Amen. Love you, Sparky.
Hello, Bible family. I was listening to August 10th program, and I wanted to call it Pray for Lennox in California, who is dealing with 3 years of long COVID. But you know the pain physically and emotionally, the toll that this takes on Lennox to not have his life back for the last 3 years. He does not want to lose faith in you, and he needs you to help strengthen his faith, to get him through this. Lord, I know there is an end. You will get him through this. This is not forever. Lord, I just pray that you can heal Lennox physically, but also in his heart and his soul. I pray that you would revive his faith and bring him and others closer to you through this. In your son's name I pray.
Amen. Daily Audio Bible family, calling in for a prayer request and to pray for someone. I was listening to, I believe it was the August 9th podcast, and I want you to pray for Simply Held. He said that his girlfriend, Julie, I believe, had a simple eye surgery, and now it is seeming like there something went wrong. There's bruising, there's swelling. Lord, I and many of us know the frustration and the pain of things that are supposed to go some way. It was supposed to work out this way. I was supposed to be able to do this. This was supposed to happen. But Lord, you are still in control regardless, and you are working and you are holding Julie in your hands. And I pray that you would protect her and heal her, and your will be done through this. In your name I pray, amen. And then prayer request just for a friend named Keely. She's been having back issues on and off. I don't know the full details, but seems like there was a pretty serious seize up that was concerning to her husband. So I just want to pray for them. And I also want to lift up my friend Danny's family. His extended family lives in Ukraine near much of the fighting going on right now, and that is pretty scary for him here in the States. And
hello, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It's October 8th, and let's lift up some of our Dabbers who've called recently asking for prayer. Heavenly Father, as we approach your beautiful throne of grace with clean hands and a clean heart, we just give you all the glory, Lord God, all of our holy reverence, Father God, as you are the one true God. Lord God, you created everything in your will, in your power, in your glory, in your wisdom, in your understanding, Father, all through Christ Jesus. Hallowed be your beautiful name. Thank you for our salvation in Jesus and Jesus' work alone, Lord God. Father, we lift up Ann in Texas, who fractured her shoulder, and her husband, who recently had surgery to remove kidney stones. He's running their business now, and Ann is just, she's in pain and she's fearful, Father. And so we pray that you come around her, Lord God, and you would give her comfort in this time. You would give her a belief that you will heal her, Lord. And in this journey, Father God, as you draw her nearer to you, her faith would be increased, Father God, mightily, that you would receive all the glory, Father God. We also pray for Jesse, Lord, in this season, that he's really ready to face and confront this avoidance interpersonal issue that he has. He's asking for discernment. He's asking for healing from past traumas, Lord, that you would really just heal him, Father God, that he may resound in the power and the love and the might of Christ Jesus, and that his past would not direct his future. Lord God, we pray for Kyle from Pennsylvania, for his daughter who has Down syndrome and a heart condition. She's a great candidate for a heart replacement. We pray that the surgery will go well, and her heart will be fully restored, and that they can all give you the glory. Father, we know we're never more near to you than when we go through our trials, so let them have their perfect work as we count it all joy, knowing that the testing of our faith builds patience and understanding. In Jesus' name.
This is Tilly from Florida calling in on October 8th. This is for Jesse, who called on the DAB line. Jesse, you pretty much said it yourself, what your issues are, by saying that you had this mental issues and you've tried everything, and that you basically go into a mental lock. Those are two things mentioned in the Bible, one of them being a stronghold, that you have a stronghold of thought process, but then you also mentioned that you felt like it was a spiritual component, which pretty much everything in our life has its origins in a spiritual being. So spiritually, we call what you need in some circles deliverance, because you have, in a lot of areas, you have a demonic influence that's telling you lies, for one, and lies believed are basically a stronghold. And you have to be a participant in breaking those strongholds by your actions, but also at some point in time, people who operate in deliverance can help you get free. So that's my encouragement to you. So Father God, I lift up Jesse to you and ask that he would look for a deliverance minister in his area so that he can get set free and break out of the cycle that he's in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Jesse.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch, for when the giants in your life step forward to challenge you. This one is also based on Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God and the joy of reconciliation with him through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's your declaration. I am justified. Notice that the verse says that we have been justified. This was a one-time event, and it was completed at the moment we placed our faith in Christ. At that moment, we were declared righteous because God poured his full fury and wrath on Christ, who paid the whole payment for our sins. And because of that, God can now legally declare us justified because our debt's been paid.
This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 8th to pray over our children. Wives, submit to your husbands, as is fitting for those who belong to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. Children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not aggravate your children, or they will become discouraged. Colossians 3:18-21. None of us set out to aggravate our children, but deep sighs, slammed doors, and disgruntled expressions sometimes reveal that's exactly what we've done. When we rage with angry rants and enforce more control than is necessary, when we belittle our kids or mock them, they might eventually do what we want them to do, but they will feel conquered, not trained. They will become discouraged, not disciplined. Of course, the reason we sometimes parent this way is that we are sinners parenting other sinners. We have agendas we want our children to cooperate with, like getting out the door on time or getting a job done properly. We enjoy being right, and we want to be respected. But our motives are always mixed because our selfless love for our children is infected with self-centeredness. When our selfish desires meet up with our children's selfish desires, it is a recipe for harsh words and hurt feelings. To be continued.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And it is, what date, Jeff?
Thursday the 9th
of October 2025. So that's the reading. If you want to go back and listen to it, it was really good. And somebody told me this about what happened to them, that was the mother of her children. And she knew that if she embraced them, she would hurt them, that she couldn't embrace her children. And she said she loved her children, and she just couldn't. She couldn't keep away from hugging them. She's a hugger. And so it was very painful, but she couldn't hug her children. If she did, the power from God in her would have killed her children. And said she knew she would forget, and she knew she would have to hug them, and then they would die. And so what I want to tell you is that sometimes you have to.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is October 8th, 9th. Let's continue to pray for our children. A widow who loves Jesus called in and would like us to pray for her daughter who is in the process of getting a divorce. We ask that the Lord be in this situation and reconcile this marriage. Her daughter is also planning on going to a psychedelic retreat, which involves drugs. She's asking for us to pray that her eyes will be opened and not attend this. And she also asked that we pray for a friend's son who is having some health issues. We want to lift this all up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Junk to Treasure, we continue to pray for you and your family and all that's been going on, and especially since your grandson's girlfriend has passed a baby. I'm not sure why this has happened, but we ask the Lord and Savior be with the family during this time. Lynn called in, would like us to pray for grandson, 3-year-old grandson, tummy issues have gone away. That's praise. So we give praise to our Lord and Savior for that. and would like to pray for a granddaughter who has anxiety issues and is pulling on her hair apparently. So we ask our Lord be in that situation, as well as pray for her adult sons that they would come to know our Lord and Savior. Sparky, we continue to pray for your son who will be going through a trial here shortly. Continue to pray for the family who lost a loved one. But we just ask for our Lord's hand in this whole situation as you walk through this trial with your son. Kyle called in, would like us to give praise and glory to our Lord and Savior for her daughter who has, not that she has a heart condition, but that she will be able to get that taken care of with some surgery. So we'll lift that up and praise our Lord and be with that whole situation as she walks through this surgery and with the family as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and God bless.
Good morning. I want to lift up in prayer the family and friends of the friend in North Dakota that lost the battle, her battle with alcoholism. And just ask for the Holy Spirit to provide peace and drive unity in this situation, in this tragedy. May he use it for good. Lord, we ask you that you use this situation for good, that it would speak to people who are suffering and spur them on to get help, that it would reveal truth to people who are lying to themselves about their relationship with substances. That it would just foster community and love and forgiveness and unity. And we just want to pray for all those involved, Lord. Just minister to their hearts, minister to their hurts and their pain, and help them to grieve healthily. And just meet them where they're at, Lord. Reveal yourself to them in only the ways that you can. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Hey, DAB family. This is Rachel in South Carolina. This call-in is for Jesse. I just heard your prayer request at the end of the October 8th reading, and I so relate to what you're going through. I have the anxious ambivalent attachment style and struggle with that anxiety in relationships, and I just read my testimony and in several parts, and it went to community prayer where it belongs. But basically what I wanted to share with you is that I prayed hard for the Lord to overcome my trauma, overcome my past, and essentially overcome me. And he has been faithful in doing that over the last several years. It doesn't all happen at once, which is good, because I think that we would honestly be overwhelmed and lost if he just, you know, removed all of that. I don't think we would even know what to do with ourselves. But trust that he can do that, because we serve a mighty God. He is greater than is he who is in us than he who is in the world, and we are more than conquerors in him through Christ Jesus. So believe he can overcome your trauma and your past, because he absolutely can, and my life is a living testimony of that. And so, you know, I also went to therapy for a few years, and that helped remove some of those physical traumas I was holding on to, but it didn't replace it with anything. Whereas God's word, relationship with him, he replaces that trauma with love. He replaces the abuse with love and with healing. So I encourage you to repent of the lies that you believed, that they told you growing up. I encourage you to surrender to the Spirit, ask him for help with that, and persevere, my brother. Amen.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling the continuation for October 8th. Paul says, let your conversation be gracious and attractive, that you will have the right response for everyone. Colossians 4:6. He's encouraging us not only to saturate our interactions with our children with grace, but also to carefully weigh how our words will impact them. We must be slow to anger and slow to speak. We need the grace that we've received to flow through us, and we need wisdom from above to work its way through us
so that rather than aggravating and alienating our children, we encourage and affirm them. Lord, we so often point out the behaviors in our children that don't reflect your grace and love while tolerating those same behaviors in ourselves. Please work in us the humility to ask for forgiveness when we've been harsh and unkind. Help us to be as concerned about our own need to grow in graciousness as we are concerned about the ways that our children need to grow and change. I love you, family.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown from Evansville, Indiana. Shalom, shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. And I had to start over for many reasons. So I'm starting over for this reading. And I wanted to say that something that a dear friend of mine told me made me hear that if I touched my children, I would kill them because of the power that was in me. And so I couldn't hug my children. I couldn't hug my granddaughter, because if I did, it would kill them. The power of God within me would kill them. And I thought that was such a good illustration of why God can't hug us. He's a hugger, and he loves us. And if he did go near us and hug us, then it would destroy his children. And so this illustration, as a mother, she knew that she would forget and hug her children. And then they would die because of the power of God in them. And so I wanted to tell you this story to help you
This is Forgiven Child of God. I've been listening to community prayers on my first drive of an hour and a half to go have therapy with our daughter in the residential treatment facility. The rest of the family will zoom in. She's been there since last Thursday. Today is Thursday the 9th, so she's been there a week. Just praying along with y'all as I hear the prayer requests and praises come in. Do ask continued prayers for her and that she would be receptive to help and to dig into some trauma that has really continues to set her back in her healing and her growth. We do have a praise that our son was offered a 2-week probationary job with a friend from church, doing contract work, construction, remodels type thing. And so far, today's the first day he's enjoying it. So just praying for God's will that their personalities will mesh and that our son is able to meet the expectations needed, and that this might be long term, if that be God's will. I seek prayer for our community who lost a 17-year-old teen girl last Friday in a tragic car accident, and it has rocked our community. Just pray for everyone affected by her loss. Love y'all.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer request for our weekend. Today is Thursday, October 9th. And it should be, hopefully, praying, it will be an exciting weekend. My husband and I are celebrating our 28th wedding anniversary on Saturday, October 11th. But our son is planning to propose to his beloved tomorrow night, the 10th, at 6 o'clock. And so we're excited about that and excited to gain a daughter to our family. And I would just really appreciate your prayers over the whole situation. I love you, DAB family. Bye-bye. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Wanted to call in a prayer for Margaret. She had called in on the community prayer from the 27th, saying that she had made a big mistake on her retirement, going ahead and telling her boss that she wanted to retire. She thought she had everything covered and would be okay. But that's not the case. She did get her Social Security, but it just barely covers her living expenses. So she needs to work longer. Well, they've already hired some people, and now everything is really slow. So she took a temporary layoff, but she hopes she can go back there full time. We just lift you up, Margaret. We pray God's blessings on you. We love you, Margaret. Call us in and update us. We love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth from Delaware calling in, and I wanted us all to lift up the Hardin family as they head out to do research and explore all the various facets of Paul's ministry and where he went in Europe in hopes of preparing a film that would explain more of Paul's journey and also maybe give them more ideas and connections for future trips that he might be able to put together for DAB travelers. Lord, protect them and give them energy. Fill their days with joy, Lord, and lots of God moments that they clearly see your hand in all of this. We pray for everybody sleeping and eating, Lord, that all goes well physically and mentally for them as they travel. And Lord, we thank you for the news about the Israeli prisoners finally getting released, Lord. And we pray for each one of them, Lord, that they might be healed as only you can heal them, Lord. They have been through unheard of tortures and unbelievable things, Lord. And you are the only one that can help them and heal them, Lord, and restore them, Lord. And we just lift up every single one of them, Lord, and their family members left behind, and those who died and their memories, Lord, that you would restore these Israelis who are now finally being released and heal them from the tragedies they've experienced, Lord, that you might bring good out of what was evil and restore them to their family and make them whole again. In Jesus' holy and precious and powerful name we pray. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, fellow prayer warriors, as we continue to lift up those in need. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch for when you face the giants in your life. This one is based on two scriptures, Romans 5:19 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. Romans 5:19 says, "For just as through one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also through one man's obedience many will be made righteous." 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Here's your declaration. I have Christ's righteousness. One of the enemy's favorite ploys to keep us down and defeated is to remind us of who we are without Christ. But we're never without him. The Holy Spirit resides in us. We have Christ's righteousness, not our own. And the enemy can't do anything about that. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in October 9th to pray over our children. The people say, "Our wickedness has caught up with us, Lord, but help us for the sake of your own reputation. We have turned away from you and sinned against you again and again. We are known as your people. Please don't abandon us now." Jeremiah 14:7-9. They had inherited a land flowing with milk and honey. It was a fruitful land that echoed the fertility of the Garden of Eden. But now, all of that was in the past. We read in Jeremiah 14 that the wells were dry, the ground was parched, and everyone was confused and desperate from the relentless drought conditions. It seemed that the whole creation was groaning under the weight of Judah's sin, and that God had become like a stranger in the land. Verse 8. Jeremiah was pleading with God for his people, knowing full well that they were getting what they deserved. There was nothing in Judah that Jeremiah could point to as deserving of God's mercy. But there were specific things about God that Jeremiah pointed to in his pleas for mercy. The credibility of God's name, the honor of God's throne, and the stability of God's covenant. If God did not forgive and restore his people, his name would be brought into disrepute. God could not be God unless he saved his people. God's glory was made known by the exercise of his grace. So Jeremiah pressed into the God who called these people to be his people and pleaded with him to save his people for the sake of his own reputation. To be continued.
This is Alan calling to update you about my grandpa. We got news the other day that he passed away. He had, the doctors told him that he had stage 4 cancer, pancreatic cancer, and so he elected to just go into hospice care and not pursue any chemotherapy treatment, because they told him there's no guarantee that would do anything and it may make him feel worse. And but we're incredibly grateful that he was able to make it back to the United States and be with his family. We unfortunately did not get to see him before he died, but he was able to see his daughter and his grandbaby over FaceTime, which he was not able to do that in Greece. So we're grateful for that, because that was one of his desires, was to see his grandbaby before he died. And so we're thankful for that. We're thankful that he was able to see his side of the family at the very least before he passed away. And he died with his son in the room, and it was just very quiet. Things were normal. Conversation was normal, and then he closed his eyes and he just slipped away. So we're praying for comfort and some peace for my family. I'm grateful for everything that God did and has done in and through this whole situation. It was very difficult and very, very weird, but we're praying for just my family and my grandma that, you know, things would continue to go well, and that people would be blessed through this, even though it's very sad. So thank you so much. Bye.
Shalom, shalom. This is for Hopeful Daughter in Washington. It's October 10th. And I just want to say, hello, sweet sister. What a blessing to meet you. What a blessing to hear your story, that you stepped out in faith. And God prompted me and spoke to my heart and said that I need to get on this prayer line and say hi to you and say I'm so sorry for the loss of your son. I think you said you lost your dad, but I'm not sure, but you asked for prayers. And you just have my prayers, and I lift your whole family up to the Lord for his grace and mercy. And I do hope to hear from you again. You have such a beautiful voice. You are so strong. And your faith, your stepping out in faith, is a blessing to me. So thank you again. I love you, sweet sister, and I hope to hear from you again. Shalom. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hi, this is Janine from Washington, and I am calling in today to pray for Hopeful Daughter in Washington. And first off, I'd want to applaud you, hopeful daughter, for calling in today. You said you're a first-time caller, and you had hesitated to call in when your son had cancer, and so thank you for being bold enough to call in today. And first off, I want to say I'm deeply sorry for your loss of your son, Liam. I had just lost my grandson that was 5 years old in June, and I know the deep pain of losing a child. I think it's one of the deepest pains we can experience on this planet, so I'm so sorry that you've had to live through that that trauma. And so I just want to lift you up today in prayer. So Father, we thank you for Hopeful Daughter's call today. Thank you for her courage to reach out for prayer. And I do want to just continue to ask for healing for her heart as she processes the loss of her son Liam, Father, her precious son. And Father, we just pray that in the days ahead, you would just continue to help her process the grief and be patient with herself. Just give her the peace and comfort that can only come from you. And I know she also had requested prayer for her father, Kenny. Lord, I just pray just against the chains of alcoholism, Father, that have him in the grip, Lord. I just pray that you would break those chains, that he would break free from this addiction to alcohol, and that he would find his solace in you, Lord, through all the trials of life. God, help him to look to you and not to alcohol, Father. And so we just lift him up to you, draw him to yourself, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for October 9th. In this, Jeremiah teaches us how to pray for our children when it seems that everything in their lives has dried up and become desperate. Instead of asking God to do something for their sake or based on what they deserve, we ask him to do something for his sake based on who he is. We keep our prayers fixed on the glory of God. Lord, we ask for your help, but not because we have done anything to deserve it. The truth is, we've done nothing that could put you in our debt. We ask for your help because we know that you are a God who loves to save. You are a God who rains down grace on people who don't deserve it. So send the rains of your grace into our lives and into our children's life. Soak us in your undeserved favor for the glory of your name. I love you, family.
Good morning. I want to lift up a few prayer requests. First, the woman that called in for her sister, Carol, she has some lesions. I forget where they were, but we just pray, Lord, lift Carol up. We pray that these lesions would be benign, and they would be either something she could live with or something that can be easily removed. We pray the blood of Jesus over her, that it's not cancer, it's not cancerous, it's not spreading. Again, we just lift her up for healing. And I pray for the mom that called in who lost her son Liam to cancer and is now calling to ask for prayer for her father, Kenny, who's battling addiction, whether it's drugs or alcohol. We just pray, Lord, healing, and we pray the name of Jesus over Kenny, and that the spirit of addiction, of whether alcohol or drug abuse, would flee him in the name of Jesus. We claim him for Jesus. And we just pray, Lord, that he seeks you. He seeks you for his fulfillment and satisfaction, and is able to reunite with his daughter, Lord. She misses him. Let him know that. You miss him, Lord. So just meet him where he's at. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hello. This is Grandma Nikki. And I'm reaching out to Hopeful Daughter in Washington. Your prayer from the 8th played on the 10th, and today is the 10th of October. Your prayers and your requests prayed today really spoke to my heart. I was bawling. I still am wiping the tears away. You, oh,
I can't even put into words how much you affected my heart and mind and life and with your prayers. I'm praying for you. I also call God, Abba, Daddy. I have two grown children that I haven't seen in many years, and I miss them desperately. To my knowledge, they're still on this earth, but I'm praying for them to come back into our lives. And I hope that you will all pray along with me that God will fulfill this prayer that I prayed for many years now. That this year will be the year that he finally brings them back to him and to our lives. Their other brother and sister and myself and God, of course. Abba, Father, Daddy. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye.
Lord, I remember you're the God who fights our battles. And Lord, I'm on my knees. I'm just repenting. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, help me to obey you in my life. And Father, we're celebrating for the hostages are going to be set free on Monday and Tuesday. And Father, we're celebrating. We're thanking you for all the many prayers that we prayed for these hostages. But Father, they're supposed to let loose all these killers. Father, please bring these killers to repentance. Father, please do not have them join and cause more violence. And please bring Hamas to repentance. You want all to be saved and come to the feet of you, Jesus, and turn to you and be saved. And we just pray for the hostages and their families and those that have died. And I just thank you for Sheribu, who wrote a book called Hostage. I think it's Eli Sheribu. And even though he came back and has found out his wife.
Hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. It's Daniel Johnson, Jr. Just got up and did a little bit of a workout. It's about 20 minutes till 6 a.m. on Friday, October 10th. And so grateful to be with you, brothers and sisters. Brian and Jill, we are praying for you and Ezekiel and your family, even as you are all halfway around the world. I appreciate and admire your courage and your determination to help reveal to us, learn things so that you can bring it back to those of us that aren't able to make such a fit. I called in recently with a request for my father, who has had back surgery. I wanted to call in a praise report to say that he has gone through the surgery and he is recovering. I think he's being discharged back to home. If he's not already discharged back to home. The prayers for my stepmother, who is actually sick and she's his caregiver, just that he would have everything that he needs to heal, that she would be able to get well herself. She's got surgery that she's needing to have herself. And just for all of us that are in this next generation down, who are having to care for our older parents. My mom, she still has the things that she's dealing with. I also just want to lift up a prayer for my brother. His name is Paul. He's in prison down in Texas, and I haven't heard from him very much over the last couple of months. I know he said that with the work he does, it leaves him very tired. I know that he's not quite as young as he used to be, and just want to ask you to pray for my brother, that he would be in touch. Let me know how things are going, that we can be able to continue to fellowship with him. God bless you all from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. It's Daniel Johnson, Jr. Make it a great day.
Hi, dear family. This is Janice calling from Arizona. I moved to Arizona 23 years ago to be with my precious husband, Dave. Dave went to see Jesus about a year and a half ago, and I'm still stuck here in the desert. I don't have any friends. I don't have a church. I don't have family nearby. I'm very isolated, and I've been praying for a year and a half for direction, that Jesus would come and find me or that he would send somebody, but I've got no answers, and I'm frustrated, and I'm getting a, I don't know, crisis, I don't know. But enough about me. I have a sweet sister who lives in Colorado Springs. Her name is Cherie. She takes care of the world, and she has health problems. And we need her to stay healthy because there's so many people depending on her. Anyway, if you could say a prayer for sweet Cherie in Colorado Springs, that she would get well and stay healthy. And then if you could just ask the Lord to straighten me out, because I'm a mess. I sure would appreciate it. I feel like he's not answering my calls lately. So I'm calling my family to pray on my behalf. Thank you all. I love you all. And hi, Tim.